在这边奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I will testify for the Lord.
我想我们最近读经的进度来到了马太福音。
I believe that according to the recent Bible reading plan, we're coming to the book of Matthew.
所以在这边也根据我个人的读经来做一些读经分享。
Therefore, after reading this book, there are some reflections that I have.
一起来认识主耶稣基督是按着应许来到世间的。
And we are here to understand that it is the promise of God that He come to this world in flesh.
那我们要了解到基督降生的意义跟目的啊。
And we do have to understand the meaning and purpose of the birth of Christ.
我们先来打开马太福音的第一章。
First of all, let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音的第一章从十八节一直到二十五节。
Right from verse 18 to 25.
在这一段圣经最主要记载玛利亚她受到圣灵的感动而怀孕了。
This passage talks about how Mary has conceived through the Holy Spirit.
从第一章第一节开始。
Right from chapter 1, verse 1.
一直到叙述亚伯拉罕他的后裔的一些家谱。
Until you will come across a description of the descendants of Abraham.
然后到了十七节呢，就记载这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代。
So over at verse 17, it says that so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations.
又记载说从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代。
And it continues and said from David.Until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until Christ are 14 generations.
又记载说，迁至巴比伦的时候，到了基督又有十四代。
Excuse me, I have overread it. Over here it says from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations.
这就是叙述到耶稣基督出生的家谱。
So this is a description of how the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
那最主要就是主耶稣基督是出于大卫的后裔。
The most important thing is that the Lord Jesus is a descendant of King David.
更是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And also at the same time, he is also the descendant of Abraham.
这就是耶稣基督他的家谱。
And it is the family of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后从十八节开始以后啊
，And right from verse 18 and on，
就叙述到耶稣基督要降生的事情。
It talk about the Lord Jesus was about to be born.
就描述到玛利亚她是受了圣灵的怀孕的。
And then it also talk about how Mary has conceived through the Holy Spirit.
也叙述到这个。这个玛利亚的丈夫啊，约瑟是个义人呐。
It also talk about the husband of Mary, who's Joseph. He's a righteous person.
约瑟本有他个人的意思的作画。
Of course, Joseph has his own thoughts.
但是神差派天使来向他诉说。
But then God has sent angels to speak to him.
要照着神的应许，要接受。这个事情的实在性。
That you have to accept all these realities.
甚至就跟他讲。
So he was told.
这个讲的对象就是玛利亚。
The words has been passed on to Mary.
就是要生一个儿子，要给他起名叫做耶稣。
Mary was told that she's going to beget a son.
我想这个应该是相当的夫妻啊，共同来诉说才对了哈。
I believe a conversation as such should happen between husband and wife.
然后呢，就说呢，他出生目的就是要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So the purpose of his birth is to deliver a people from their sins.
更述说了这一切的事情要成就于先知过去所预言的一段话。
And also it's a fulfillment of all the prophecies that have been made, has been made by prophets in the past.
在这一章的二十三节就是这么的清楚记载。
And it is all said at verse 23.
啊，提到了说要神与我们同在。
And it also said that God will be with us.
所以呢，这些的经过呢，啊，也可以说让约瑟醒了以后感觉到这件事情应该不是普通的事情。
So Joseph was being quite aroused, and also he thought about this matter as quite severe.
所以约瑟、玛利亚只有默默的来接受使者对他们的吩咐。
However, Mary can only submit herself to the instructions of the prophet.
这是有关于这一段圣经啊的一段记载。
And this is what's all about this passage.
所以刚才我们所看的这一段的记载。
And as we look at all the passage,
我们首先要了解耶稣基督他降生的意义是什么。
We need to understand the purpose and the meaning of the birth of Christ.
降生的意义最主要的目的就是让我们现在了解到神有永恒的爱。
The main purpose is to allow us to understand the eternal love of God.
那这个爱里头有永远的生命。
In such a love, we do have eternal life.
所以从亚伯拉罕一直到了这个约瑟的这个年代。
So from Abraham till the age of Joseph,
已经经过了几千年的时间。
And there was already more than 1,000 years left.
虽然经过这么长久的岁月。
Even though it's a long time past,
但是神的工作没有变化。
But then the work of God has never been changed.
这就是看出神他的永性。
And such an observation can tell you that everything is in the eternity of God.
因此我们看了可以明白。
And we can understand by reading it.
基督降生就是要传达他有永远生命。
The birth of Christ is to convey the message that he will have eternal life.
永远的大爱。
As well as eternal love.
那目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose?
这证明有真神深切的大爱精神。
It is to prove that God has this immense love.
那这个精神就是要救赎。
And such a spirit of love to deliver.
刚才我们在看二十一节的时候。
As we read chapter 1, verse 21.
就是马太福音的一章二十一节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
神对约瑟跟玛利亚他们所描述的一段话。
So, there was a description of the words of God that was conveyed to Mary and Joseph.
首先要给他起名叫耶稣。
First of all, the Lord, the child will be named as Jesus.
那耶稣的目的就是要来将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And he is to save his people from their sins.
这就是神救主的大功啊。
And this is the great work of God.
所以今天呢，我们虽然没有处在这么长久的岁月里面呢
，Even though we haven't been in such a long period of time in the past，
但是今天呢，我们可以根据圣经去连接起来。
But through reading the Bible, we're able to understand and connect，
甚至去看出整个人的历史。
And also from here, we can understand the history of man。
连接到整个大地的整个经过。
And there's a connection of everything happening on earth.
甚至在我们每个人的生活当中的见证。
Also, there's a connection to every testimonies that happens to every single one of us.
我们可以完全的认识耶稣基督，他真的就是我们的救主。
This is how we can fully understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
新约时代有一个传道人名叫做保罗。
In the New Testament era, there is a disciple of the Lord Jesus by the name of Paul.
这个保罗当初跟我们一样不认识耶稣基督。
Initially, Paul was just like anyone else who is a unbeliever.
所以当初保罗就是追杀那些信耶稣的人。
And Paul was the one who actually persecuted the Christians.
就像我们以前不认识耶稣基督啊。
Just like unto us, in the past, perhaps we did not know about the Lord Jesus.
拜偶像啊，做坏事啊。
We worship idols, we do all kinds of wicked things.
但我们现在所认识的耶稣基督。
But then the Lord Jesus that we know today.
就跟保罗一样。
It is just like, Paul himself.
保罗他怎么说呢
？So what did Paul say?
在腓立比书的三章八节里面呢。
In Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8, he said,
保罗他就叙述到他的经过。
He talked about, his experience.
说认识耶稣基督就是至宝。
He said, it is precious to have known, to have knowledge of Christ Jesus.
没有错，今天我们认识耶稣的人呢。
Of course, as those just like us who know the Lord Jesus.
就会把耶稣基督就看是至宝。
Will treat the Lord Jesus as the treasure of our life.
我想我们每个人的这种认识跟保罗的认识应该都是一样。
I believe that the understanding that we have towards the Lord Jesus is the same as that of Paul.
那接下来我就来继续叙述有关的意义啊。
And then next, I would like to elaborate more on the meaning of it.
刚才我有强述过、叙述过，耶稣基督他有带着永恒的生命。
And I have said just now that the Lord Jesus come with eternal life.
那怎么去了解、去明白耶稣有带着永恒的生命呢
？And how do we understand this concept of eternal life?
从圣经呢可以去发现。
And from by reading the Bible, we're able to find the answers.
耶稣基督他的降生
，and the descending of the Lord Jesus
跟一般人是不一样啊。
It is very different from anyone else in the world.
耶稣基督他的降生是透过预言而达到基督降生的目的。
The purpose of the way that the Lord Jesus Christ was born is through prophecy, and also it came with a salvation scheme.
提到主降生的预言呢？
If you talk about the prophecy of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ,
可分为暗喻跟明喻
and you could try to understand it from a hidden meaning and also an apparent meaning to it.
所说这个暗喻就是没有很明显的一种预言
In a hidden way, the prophecy has come in a very discreet form.
那这个明喻呢，就是很明显的。一段的预言。
On the other hand, if it's going to be in an apparent way, it means that it has been said very clearly to people.
我们先来看暗喻。
So first of all, we'd like to take a look at the hidden side of it.
创世纪三章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 3,
21节。
Verse 21.
创世纪三章21节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 21.
21节
Verse 21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
这一段就是耶稣基督要降生的暗喻。
This is a hidden meaning of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
从文字看起来好像跟耶稣基督没有相关。
Literally, if you read the words, it has nothing to do with Lord Jesus Christ whatsoever.
我们知道耶稣基督是没有罪，被人把他判成罪人，把他钉死。
But we know that the Lord Jesus himself is inculpable. He has no sin. He has no any crime.
那也借着他所流出的血，今天呢，来舍弃我们每个人的罪。
And the reason why our sins has been forgiven is because he has shed his blood for us.
那这个罪从罪这个罪从哪里来
？Of course, let's talk about where this sin came about.
就是创世纪三章的一节开始。
And it all came as what is recorded at Genesis chapter 3 verse 1.
这是过去始祖亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园生活的一段。很美满的幸福的一段生活经过。
So the source of sinning, it came from the entire story about Adam and Eve, who has been having wonderful life in the Garden of Eden.
那六节呢，就叙述到神所造的女人，她就违背了神的命令了。
Over at chapter 3, verse 6 of book of Genesis, it talks about how woman has sinned against God.
这个女人吃, 也给她的丈夫吃。
And after he ate the forbidden food, she gave it to her husband.
所以三章的, 六节以后啊,
So right from chapter 3, verse 6 and on,
我们可以看出整个大地因而改变。
We can see that the entire earth has been changed.
所以大地啊, 那个有长出蒺藜跟荆棘来。
And then over at that time, the earth has grown with all kinds of thorns and thistles.
甚至, 这个蛇要靠着肚子去走路。
Even the serpent has been cursed to travel on his belly from now on.
包括人, 哦, 然人要汗流满面。
And also for men, we do have to toil and sweat for our livelihood.
所以人能够流汗啊, 是好事啊。
It's good for a person to perspire.
甚至呢, 人要吃田间所, 啊, 长出来的这个蔬菜。
And we also have to consume the things that we plant in our garden.
结果哦, 人啊, 出于尘土, 现在要回归到尘土。
As man has been made from dust, and one day will return to the earth as dust.
这是叙述到始祖他们犯罪，整个大地因而改变。So
because of our ancestor Adam and Eve's sin, therefore the entire earth has been changed.
那刚才我们所看的21节啊,
We have read verse 21 just now.
就提到了神亲自用皮
It says over here, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
这个皮是动物的皮啊。
And this skin is the skin of animal.
动物的皮取下来, 它要牺牲它的生命啊。
And if you were to get a skin from the animal, such an animal will have to sacrifice.
这个就是主耶稣从创世的时候就预定要来为 犯罪的人来赦罪。
So you could see that right from the beginning of the Bible, it already talked about how Lord God has already had this salvation scheme right from the beginning.
虽然人犯了罪要离开神的面,
And then because man has sinned against God, they will have to depart from God.
因为从创世纪3章23节以后啊,
So right from Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 and on,
22节开始以后啊,
Verse 23 and on, 22 and on.
提到始祖被神逐出伊甸园了。
It talks about our ancestor Adam and Eve has been driven out of the Garden of Eden.
这表示呢, 人跟神有一段距离了。
There came the distance, a gap between God and man.
主要是人有罪了。
It is all because of the sin of man.
可是呢, 神一样爱他所造的世人。
But in the same way, God still loved the man that he created dearly.
甚至, 爱, 他所造世人的后代。
Even loving the descendants of the man that he created.
因此才不断地透过一些国王啦, 先知啦, 祭司啦, 一直来叙述神救赎的大功。
And through different times of the history, God has gave revelations for the kings or the prophets to say prophecies.
在传道诗的3章11节里头,
In book of Ecclesiastes chapter 13,
3章11节啊,
excuse me, chapter 3, verse 11,
这是所罗门王他所叙述神 他造万物是美好。
So we talk, King Solomon has talked about how great the work of God creating this world.
重点就是将永生安置在每个人的心里。
The emphasis is that eternal life has been planted into each and every one.
可是呢，人是无法去参透。
But as man, we can merely understand the entire plan.
那后来啊，也有透过 先知啊来讲述啊。
And later on, God has also conveyed a message through several prophets.
在耶利米书二十三章的五节。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter
二十三章五节。
Chapter 23, verse 5.
这一段最主要预言这个基督降生要从大卫的后裔出来。
It says over here that a king shall reign and prosper and come out from the descendant of King David.
那后来呢？也有一位弥迦先知，他预言先知降对不起，那个基督降生的地点。
And also in a later time, Prophet Micah has also prophesied that there's going to be a savior be born into this world.
这是弥迦先知啊，在弥迦书的五章二节。
And Prophet Micah has said about this over at Book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2.
弥迦这位先知大概在主前700年前的那个时间里头。
Prophet Micah existed 700 years before Christ.
他就预言基督降生啊，要在大卫，这个降生在这个大卫的后，对不起，降生在伯利恒这边呢。
And he already prophesied 700 years before Christ that the Lord Jesus is going to be born into after King David.
哦，弥迦书的五章二节。
It will be it's recorded at the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
圣经这么说了哈。
And the Bible says this.
说伯利恒以我他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, through you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting.
这个降生啊，就已经先预言的了。
And the birth of Lord Jesus Christ has been prophesied.
所以呢，所以到后来哈，到后来，包括一位叫做但以理先知，他预言降生的那个年代啊。
And almost till the very late in the time, Prophet Daniel has also gave out such an identical prophecy.
在但以理书的九章二十四节里头啊。
In Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse
说要来主治罪过。除定罪恶。
九章
二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24 of Book of Daniel.
所以从这些记载啊。
So from all these Bible verses,
跟一般的人是不一样啊。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ is very different from any other man in the world.
在但以理书九章的一节这边记载。
So over at Book of Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 it said,
最主要是叙述大力乌王被立为加勒底国王元年来讲这个但以理先知要所讲的预言这一段话。
It talk about how Darius has been ordained as the king of Chaldeans. And then after that, the prophecy.
所以但以理他接受天使长所说的一些话。
And also, Prophet Daniel has accepted the words from the messengers from God.
才讲述到这个基督降生是要来主治人的罪过。
And this is how Prophet Daniel and understand to convey the such a prophecy to the people.
要来除尽人的罪恶。
And then is to deliver the sins of people.
更要来除尽一些罪孽。
And also to get rid of all kinds of iniquities.
这是跟主耶稣降生有极 密切的关系啊。
And everything that I've mentioned has very close relationship with the birth to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那还有逾越先知所预言。
And there's also another prophet who prophesied.
我们过去比较常提到的。
This is something that we have mentioned quite frequently in the past.
就是以赛亚先知的预言。
It is the prophecy of prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚先知预言就是这位弥赛亚耶稣基督要降生。
Prophet Isaiah prophesied that this Messiah is going to be born.
以赛亚书的七章的十四节。
Let's turn to book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
先知他就讲了。
And then this prophet said.
在十四节说。
Over at verse 14, he said,
主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，小字的说就是神与我们同在的意思。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
那这一段呢，就又回到了马太福音的这些的预言的话。
So then this verse has a connection with what we have read from the Gospel of Matthew.
又回到了马太福音的一章十九节以后。And、
as we read Matthew chapter 1, verse 19 and on.
刚才我们有看过二十一节。
And,
马太福音的一章二十一节。
And we did read this chapter 1 verse 21.
这是神差派天使向约瑟所讲的一段话。
And God has sent his messenger to convey the message to Joseph.
我们看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。二十二节。
Verse 22.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借着先知所说的话。二十三节。
Verse 23.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And the meaning of Emmanuel means that the Lord is with us.
从以赛亚先知预言。之后
right after the prophecy of prophet Isaiah,
到约瑟跟玛利亚领受由天使跟他讲的这些话的时间
until the time where Mary and Joseph accepted the words from the messenger of God,
距离又将近七百年的时间
there's about 700 years lapse.
等于是先知已经在七百年前就领受从神而来的预言。
Which means to say that 700 years ago, the prophet has already received the message from God.
那现在啊，又来到了耶稣基督七百年以后真的出生了。
So this is time where 700 years after, where Mary and Joseph received the message from God.
这个最明显的一段的这种永的证明。
And all these are clear evidence of such a prophecy.
不但来预言有童女怀孕的这件事情。
Not only is about a virgin that is going to be conceived through Holy Spirit.
包括预言这个名字的命名啊。
And also, there's a prophecy about the child being named as Jesus.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的六十二章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书六十二章的第一节跟第二节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书六十二章一节二节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1 and 2.
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不让不息声，直到他的公义如光辉发出。他的救恩如明灯花亮。第二节，
Verse 2,
列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀，你必得新名的称呼，是耶和华亲口而起的。 在这段提到说必得新名的称呼啊。
And over here, this passage, talk about the
也表示啊，不继续再称为耶和华了。
That he will no longer be called as Jehovah.
要改用耶稣基督。
And he's going to be called as the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以刚才我们在看马太福音第一章里头。
So as we read Matthew chapter 1,
天使就亲自向约瑟、玛利亚讲述。
And an angel personally passed a message to Joseph and Mary.
将了孩子的取名要给他取耶稣。
And their son will name as Jesus.
所以呢，就看出连预言这个名字都由神来命名。
And we could understand that in the prophecy that even the name of the child has been given by God.
所以从刚才我们所看出的这些的预言的叙述。
So from the description of all these prophecies that we just read.
我们一定会发觉到太奇妙了。
And we could find that it's quite miraculous.
我们的主耶稣基督跟一般人的出生是不一样啊。
And the way that the Lord Jesus was born is vastly different from any one of us.
一般人是经过夫妻结婚以后生这个怀胎十个月而出生这个新的婴儿。
And people in general are born by our respective parents.
所以今天我们看出主耶稣基督他的出生。
And we could see how the Lord Jesus was born.
是完全按照预言而来。
It is all in accordance to the prophecy.
不管是明喻也好，或者是暗喻。
And whether there's a hidden meaning to it or a apparent meaning to it.
时间虽然经过这么的长远。
It doesn't matter how long the time has lapsed.
可是主耶稣基督他的降生这件事情永远没有改变。
And yet, at the end of the day, the birth,the fact of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ has never changed.
这就证明耶稣基督他带着永的生命。
And this is an evidence that the Lord Jesus bring about eternal life.
所以这个就是看出我们主耶稣基督跟一般人真的不一样的地方。
This is how we notice that very difference between the Lord Jesus Christ and people in general.
整本圣经我们从头翻到尾。
If you were to read the Bible from the beginning till the end,
唯独一件事情没有预言。
There's only one prophecy that was not made.
是什么呢？
What was that?
耶稣的出生日子。
It has never prophesied the birth date of Lord Jesus.
圣经完全看不到。
In the entire Bible, you cannot find any recording about the day of birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
神的预言那么的详细。
And then all the prophecies about the Lord Jesus has been so clear and vivid.
竟然人看为重要的出生日子而没有预言出来。
As people in general, we emphasize a lot about our birthdays, but yet the Bible have not mentioned anything about that about Lord Jesus Christ.
神自然有他的目的啊。
And I believe that God has his own way of doing this.
那这个目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of it?
避免把我们的主耶稣基督偶像化。
It is to prevent us from idolizing the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us that.
我们所敬拜的这位真神耶稣基督。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, or the true God that we worship.
他是无始无终的精神，真神。
And he is a true God of eternity.
我们来看希伯来书的七章。
Let's turn to a book of Hebrews, chapter 7.
希伯来书七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
我们看第三节。
Let's turn to verse 3.
请读。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains the priest continually.
从这段圣经告诉我们，
This passage tells us，
我们所敬拜的真神是没有出生的开始，没有生命的结束。
So God, who are we worship, that there's no days of beginning, there's no days of ending.
那我问大家。
Then I would like to ask every one of you.
每年的十二月二十五是什么日子啊？
What do you think the day December 25th is?
这一天不是耶稣基督出生的日子。
This is not the day when the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
那这一天到底是什么日子？
So what is that day?
是罗马帝国的太阳神的出生的日子。
And it is the birthday of Sun God of Roman Empire.
简单说就是太阳神日。
To understand it in a simpler way, it's just a day of the birthday of their sun god.
当时罗马政府用政权把这一天套进基督教里头。
The Roman rulers at that time they forced this day onto Christianity.
硬说耶稣基督出生的日子就是这一天。
They forced everyone to succumb to this order or a decree that this day will be announced as the day of birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果是真正这一天的话，
and if it's truly the birthday of Lord Jesus Christ,
那路加福音的二章八节到十四节，
then whatever is said at the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verse 4 to 8,
这一段圣经要重新改。
That passage alone will have to be amended.
问题，我们可以改吗？
The problem is, can we change the words in the Bible?
圣经告诉我们，你不可以把它随便删减的。
The Bible warns us that we cannot subtract or add to the words of God.
更不可以把它随便加添的。
Not even adding anything to whatever God has said.
因为当我们看路加福音的二章八节以后啊。
And if you were to read the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 8 and on,
可以从大地从生物见证一件事情。
And from our observation of natures in the world, there's one evidence.
那个时候大地已经长草。
At that time, the entire earth has been covered with pastures.
牧羊人开始牧他们的羊。
And then the shepherds has brought their flocks to the pastures.
到十二月二十五，在北半球应该是属于冰天雪地的那个气候季节。
And for the northern hemisphere, in December 25th, it is right in the middle of a severe winter.
所以十二月二十五不是耶稣基督出生的日子。
Therefore, December 25th is not the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ.
真耶稣教会坚持不拜偶像。
And in True Jesus Church, we emphasize on not worshiping idols.
所以就没有跟着流行了。
And that's the reason why we never succumb ourselves to this worldly trend.
在路加福音的二章里头啊。
And also in Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
这是天使向那些牧羊人所安慰的一段话。
They talk about how angels has comforted those shepherds.
我们来看路加福音二章九节。
Let's read Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 9.
跟十节。
And also verse 10.
到十一节。
And as well as verse 11.
请读。
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
天使很和蔼的来安慰这些牧羊人。
And the angel was so kind, and came around these shepherds and comforted them.
告诉他们，你们不要惧怕。
Angel told them not to be afraid.
那我要报给你们大喜的信息。
And I'm going to give you this great joy and news.
是关乎万民。
And it has to do with all people.
因为在大卫城里面为你们生的救主就是主基督。
Because in the city of David, there will be Savior born, who is the Christ, the Lord.
所以啊，从这些的整段的经过来看啊。
So from the entire passage,
神所预言的没有改变。
We know that if you were to compare all the prophecies of these prophets and kings, nothing has been changed.
因此，我们不要随便把它加添呐。
Therefore, we should not casually add anything to the words of God.
更不要随便把它删减。
Not even to say to take away or subtract the words of God.
耶稣基督降生的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ?
也就是要表达神他救赎的大工程。
Which is to reveal the great work of God's salvation.
因为神他的救赎大工啊。
And because of such a great salvation,
从创世开始，神就做预定了。
From the beginning, when the world was created, everything has been predestined.
后来保罗他就叙述了。
Paul at a later time also described about this.
在以弗所书的一章三节跟四节里头啊。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3,
保罗说。
And Paul said,
他说神在创世以前呢、啊、
He said before the Lord has created this universe.
正在耶稣基督里面就是拣选了我们。
And he has already chosen us in Christ.
让我们在神的面前可以成为圣洁。
So that we can become holy before him.
没有瑕疵的。
Without blemish.
那七节又说了哈、哦、跳过了七节。说我们是借着主耶稣的宝血可以蒙受救赎的。
He said we're saved through the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
让我们的过患可以赦免得恩惠。
So that our iniquities and sins will be forgiven.
这就是保罗对主耶稣基督认识以后所生日的说明。
So Paul has described all this in details after he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在以弗所书的一章五节啊。
If you look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5,
保罗又说了。
Paul also said,
神爱我们又按着神的旨意啊。
And the Lord Jesus Christ loved us through his will.
又因着儿子来得了这个名分啊。
And also through his son that he has gained this identity.
就是透过耶稣基督宝血来舍弃我们的罪。
And through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, our sins were forgiven.
主耶稣在世他就宣讲。
And when the Lord Jesus was in the world, he already proclaimed this.
神爱世人。
God loved man.
更将他的独生子来赐给我们。
He even spare his own son to sacrifice for the sake of us.
叫信他的人不至灭亡得永生。
And so that all those who believe in him will not vanish and will be saved.
这记载在约翰福音的三章十六节里面。
And it's recorded in Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16.
因此今天呢我们要看清楚。
Therefore we need to be very clear about this today.
神救赎的工作要向哪一个人要向什么人来救赎呢
？And God's works of salvation, whether is for this person or that person.
保罗他在罗马书有讲过。
And Paul has once said at a book of Romans.
世人因着犯罪，他的工价就是死。
That the price of sin is death, and this is how man has strived towards that.
所以人会死，就是证明。从死子而来的都带着罪性。
The reason why that people will have to die is because of the consequence of sin.
因此，今天世人都要来接受神的救赎大工。
And that's why everyone in this world will have to receive salvation from God.
所以保罗他认识耶稣基督以后啊
，After Paul came to learn and to know about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就讲述到世人多死在过患之中啊。
And he talk about how people live in the life of iniquities.
甚至活在世上没有指望的人啊。
Even to the point where people don't have hope.
这就是世上没有指望的人要来接受神他救赎大工啊。
It is for people who are hopeless in this world to accept the salvation of God.
所以神他的救赎大工啊。
Therefore, the great work of salvation of God.
他创世一直到整个旧约时代。
From the creation of the universe until the end.
他就慢慢一步一步的做了预备，准备工作。
And God has been preparing all the time along the way.
所以我们在创世纪的十七章里头。
So over at Genesis chapter 17.
那个时候呢，神就对亚伯兰述说。
And God has already said to Abram,
神要立亚伯兰为万国的父啊。
And God wanted to make Abram as the father of all nations.
甚至向这个亚伯兰说。
Even to the point God said to Abram,
君王要由你而出。
That kings will derive from your descendants.
哦，这首先向亚伯兰立约的。
This is a covenant that God has made with Abraham.
然后后来又借着摩西来颁布律法。
And later on through Moses, that the law of God has been announced.
律法目的是让人知罪而已。
The law is only to allow people to know what kind of sin that you have.
是没办法去罪的。
It is no way that you can do away with such a sin.
所以你如果读了旧约那个圣经的话
，Therefore, if you were to read the Old Testaments,
你会看到有些圣经记得怎么这么的让人读了很恶心啊。
You will notice that there are certain passages in the Old Testament felt very uncomfortable reading.
目的就是要让人看出人的罪根性来。
It is to let us know that how bad sin is as a man.
因为我们心里头有道德观啊。
Because there's morality, a standard of morality in our heart.
有圣经神的律在我们里头啊。
And we also have the laws of God within our heart.
所以看出来就不对了。
And immediately you could tell through all these standards that we measure that something got to be wrong about this.
这就是从律法知道我们真的很不配得救。
And through the law of God, we realize that we're so unworthy to receive salvation from God.
也才透过众先知的一些预言，讲述到耶稣基督要来出生。
And so many prophets they prophesied about the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
像刚才我们有看过以赛亚书七章里面记载。
And just now we read this book of Isaiah chapter 7.
要由童女怀孕而生。
You talk about Mary was going to conceive through Holy Spirit.
那以赛亚书九章的六节。
So over at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
又叙述到有一个婴孩要为我们而出生。
You talk about a baby was going to be born for the sake of all of us.
有一子要赐给我们。
And there was a son that was to be given to us.
政权必担在他的肩上，这个肩头上。
And all the burden will be put on his shoulder.
他的名称为奇妙测试。
And his name is our counselor.
全能的神。
And he is the Almighty God.
永在的父。
And he is our everlasting Father,
和平的君
and also the King of Peace.
这是叙述到耶稣基督要出生啊。
And all these are a description of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们在读这个福音书里头啊。
So if we were to read the books of Gospels,
像我们目前在读马太福音啊。
As we are reading the book of Matthew right now,
你要去慢慢的看。
You should read it fairly slowly.
去体会出耶稣基督出生有他的极重要的目的。
As you read, you will feel and understand the purpose and meaning of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
因此呢, 啊, 他救赎就是这样, 要替我们来完成。
So that's how he can fulfill his salvation upon us.
所以神救赎的方法很简单啊。
The salvation of God is indeed very simple.
我们要信耶稣基督。
We need to first believe in him.
主耶稣在世, 啊, 他, 呃, 死后, 复活, 跟门徒讲过一段话。
And after the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he said to his disciples.
就记载在马可福音16章的16节。
It was said at Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 16.
这是主耶稣亲自向门徒所讲的话。
And the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples and said to them,
信而受洗必然得救。
16章
16节。 信而受洗必然得救。
马可。 It's recorded in Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 16.
信而受洗必然得救。
Verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
所以今天啊, 我们就是要来相信耶稣基督。
Today we need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
要接受他宝血赦罪的洗礼。
And to receive the baptisms that can forgive all of our sins.
这是主耶稣在世讲到的时候所常提的重生的问题。
And this is the most commonly mentioned issue by the Lord Jesus when he was in this world.
从圣灵更新的一种新生活。
And also, it is a reflection of how we can renew ourselves within the life of God.
所以今天我们从耶稣基督他出生的意义跟目的来看。
So if we were to look into this purpose and also meaning of the birth of Christ,
我们真的太有福气了。
And we are all very fortunate.
我们因着信耶稣基督。
Because of our belief in the Lord Jesus, we do have the hope for our eternal life. So now we're going to sing a hymn.
292首.
Please sing hymn number 292.
英文版啊, 英文版有6节, 中文版有4节, 4节中文版全唱, 英文版自己选, 选4节。
There are six stanzas in the English hymn. As the Chinese version, there's only four. So please, for the English singing people, please just pick four stanzas. Thank you.